Alita, Breakfast at the Rink on March 19 was once again well attended by our faithful followers, both local, old and new faces. Kitchen Group 2 served up 54 breakfasts. The challenge record remains at 68. The last breakfast this winter season will be March 26 with Kitchen Group 3 in charge. The Alita community extends sincere condolences to Don and Georgia Britt on the death of his mother, Barbara Britt. I received word that Art Berner of Assiniboia passed away March 11. He is survived by his wife Alice, née Harrison, three sons and their families. Condolences are extended to all family members. Sincere sympathy to Rosamond Barber on the passing of her husband Richie on March 15 at the age of 68 while in Arizona. He is survived by his wife, son Larry, Melissa, and daughter Charlene, Danny Ranches, three grandchildren, his five siblings and their families. At this time no further info is known. Darren Barry has returned home to Alita where he will continue recovering from his medical issues. His sister, Janice of Red Deer, Alta, will be staying with him for a while. Christina Berrio has also returned home after her stay at the Wascana Rehabilitation Center, where she was recovering from her accident. It was great to see her out and about and attending the Sunday Breakfast Challenge at the rink. Julie Potapinski of Thunder Bay, Aunt, was visiting from March 14 to 18 with her parents, Ken and Diane Potapinski, and spent time with her brother, Colby, Celine, nephew Walker and new niece Lainey. They also helped her celebrate her birthday on the 14th. Lil and Leonard Patton had a special surprise when they returned home after having supper out. Their daughter Wendy Lutzer was waiting for them. She arrived March 16 to spend time with her parents and her brother Trevor, Sherry and family, returning to Calgary March 22. On March 18, Tim, Shelley and Ainsley Cowan traveled to Weyburn where Ainsley participated in her dance class competition. They then traveled to Minot where they visited with the Nilsson family, returning home on March 19.